So now, if you want to obey a next level, go to 1 Peter chapter 2. Father, I just ask that you would give us ears to hear and a spirit to perceive what you are building. Not what man has built, but what you are building. See, when God puts two stones together, he doesn't do it by accident. He does it because he's in the control room. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 4. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices, offering spiritual sacrifices. It's not your wallet he wants.
No, it's not.
It's you. He wants your spirit, man, in obedience to what he has already prepared for you to do. But these spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Notice it's through Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, that's right.
And when you're in the body of Christ, you are part of that body.
Yes, we are.
Those living stones, the Holy Spirit showed me years ago when the city of Jerusalem was torn down and burnt. Nehemiah was commissioned. And he went back to repair the broken walls. And he got laughed at because he was using burnt stones.
That's right.
Annie, you got burned a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Then it's okay. You're still beautiful to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some of you have been burnt 2-3 times.
Yes, I have.
And you're still fighting with him.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Fighting with him. Because you're relying on your own ability to make yourself holy.
Come on, Pastor.
And you're not going to work. It's not going to happen. It's not because you're in the control room. But when you rely on him to reconstruct that which he has already prepared,
oh my God.
He'll clean the dust off of you. Mm-hmm. He'll blow away the smoke that's still smoldering within.
Yes, he will.
He'll wash you with living water.
Yes, he will.
Until you're totally clean.
Amen.
And then he'll put you in the wall where he wants you, not where you want to go.
Hey, glory. Right.
Not where you want to go.
That's right.
It has nothing to do with what you have already decreed that you want. If you want to go back to Egypt, go ahead. Have a party. I'll guarantee you you'll die out there.
That's right.
That's what happened to you, girl.
That's right.
You went back to Egypt. You want to satisfy the flesh. Yeah. What else is new in life?
Hey, glory. Yes. Yes.
Tell me. What else is new in life? Everybody wants to satisfy the flesh. Oh, you say, not me. Listen to yourself.
That's right. Hear yourself.
When you are all about what I want, you're satisfying flesh, body, and soul.
Hey, glory.
Mind, will, and emotions in the control room is self. And we're all selfish. And we will stumble on that stone because he's not going away.
That's right.
Verse 6, for in the scripture it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone. And the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Listen to that one, because if you're trusting in yourself, you will be put to shame.
That's right.
Now, verse 7, to you who believe, this stone is precious.
Amen.
But to those who don't believe, he is of no value.
Oh, the bill's rejected. Hallelujah.
But to those who do believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone.
Oh my God.
See, when you are a believer, you know who's at the top of the heap. It isn't you.
It's not us.
It's him. But unless you are built in along with all the others, and you think you can do this on your own, good luck.
Go ahead.
Have a party, but you might die on the way.
That's right.
Been there, girl. I've been there.
Ha, bosh. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Mm.
Pastor Gino used to teach about a white funeral.
Mm-hmm.
You went through it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know it.
Now I know it.
My white funeral came, and I'm not going to tell you what year because it's none of your business.
That's right.
Right.
But I can tell you this. I had so much pain in this body, I couldn't believe how much pain was in that side, and it was unbelievable and unbearable. And the Holy Spirit said, lay down. I was in my office down in the basement, so that tells you a little bit of where I was.
I remember where you was.
Yeah. And the Holy Spirit said, lay down, because you'll fall if you don't. And he was right. And I kept hearing, call 911. Who was talking about the 911? Who do you think was talking about 911? Who do you think was pushing my buttons?
The God of this world.
The God of this world wanted me to get help from flesh.
That's right. Come out of it.
And it would have worked. So I laid down on the floor and I began to pray in the spirit, because I couldn't come out in any English or French, because I can speak both. I could pray in both. None of those languages would work. And as I prayed in the spirit, I went out, because the pain was so intense. And I remember the words that came out of my mouth, because they were translated. You see, you can get interpretation.
Oh, yes.
And the Holy Spirit said, trust me, I can take care and give you life when you think you've got none left. And I had none left, because the pain was so intense. I don't know how long I was on the floor. All I know is that was out for a while. I had left my body before when I was 11, so I knew what that was like. But there was no pain. Absolutely no pain. I don't know when I woke up how long I had been out. And I can remember the little girl that the Lord said, she's asleep.
Yes.
She's not dead.
She's asleep.
She's asleep. And everybody in the town said, she's dead.
No, she's asleep.
I was asleep. He said, now go back and obey. That's what he told you to do. Go back and obey.
And do it right.
Do it right this time. Don't be doing it selfishly. You don't think he can handle your stubbornness? I got news for you. Take a good look at Daniel, and you'll see Nebuchadnezzar eating.
That's right.
What? What is he eating?
Grass.
You think you can outsmart God? Go ahead. Have a party. I can guarantee you he's going to win.
Eat your grass.
So when I came out of there, I said, Lord, what happened? And he said, you chose me to save your life. So a few days later, I was up in Gino's office and I explained to him what had happened with details. Oh, he says, congratulations, you had your white funeral. He says, that what I went through? He says, a black funeral is you gone, man. You gone.
I was gone.
Yeah. You can visit, but don't have to stay there. So you can have a white funeral anytime. Verse 8. A stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message. Disobedience is the message today.
Yes, it is.
Which is also why they are destined for. What they were destined for. Some are destined to disobey. For a season. And until he teaches you, and until he counsels you, until he breaks your stubbornness, you're still going to be in the control room. Go ahead, have a party. Verse 9. Here's who you are. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, not to selfishness. That you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you were not received, had not received mercy. But now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, aliens and strangers in the world. What are you? Aliens and?
Strangers.
In the world. To abstain from sinful desires, which war against your soul. live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. On the day he visits us. That's where we're at. We're on the day of visitation. He's visiting you now.
Yes, he is.
He's giving you an opportunity to go for him or go for self. And the longer you are in that selfish space, he'll respect you. He'll love you where you're at. But I also guarantee you, you will keep stumbling until you do it his way. Until you do it his way. And it's okay. You say, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can. I don't know if you can. But I know he can.
He can. He'll take me through.
He'll take you through. He'll revive you. He'll set you up where he needs you. And he'll recreate whatever needs to be recreated. And that includes your mind, will, and emotions. The recreation of the soul is what we are living in now. And the mature men and women of God are going to be doing his will and not their own. And when they're interdependent upon each other, that love flow will increase to such a degree that even though you're his sitting in a hospital bed, you're not alone. Never alone. Okay? So would you lift your hands to him, please?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Say, Father.
Father,
I thank you.
I thank you
that you have chosen me.
That you have chosen me.
I am a part.
I am a part
of your royal priesthood.
Of your royal priesthood.
A true holy nation.
A true holy nation.
A people belonging to God.
A people belonging to God.
That I may declare.
That I may declare
the praises of him.
The praises of him
who called me out of darkness,
who called me out of darkness
into his wonderful light.
Into his wonderful light.
Keep me bright, Lord.
Keep me bright, Lord.
Keep me shining, Lord.
Keep me shining, Lord.
And if I fail, don't give up on me.
Don't give up on me.
Recreate me in the process.
Oh my God. Hallelujah.
And use it for your glory. Yay. Hallelujah. Yay. Hallelujah.
Yay.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God. Hallelujah.
You got it. Take it home. Use it for his glory.
Amen.